inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's the annual slug hunting edition of Garden Talk, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Wet good morning to you, Matt.
Before we get into slugs, we have a question from a listener about another pest. Debbie writes, how do I get rid of fungus gnat infestation on indoor plants?
The fungus gnats feed on the organic matter in the potting soil of those plants. They actually don't feed on the roots of the plants, but they are certainly annoying when you bump them and a cloud of little tiny insects, you know, the size of no-see-ums almost, come up. The key is keeping the surface of the potting soil dry, even to putting a quarter or a half inch layer of sand on the surface, because the little flies lay their eggs on the organic matter, and if they can't get to it, then they will die off. You can just buy a bag of play sand. I don't know about beach sand. If you were to use beach sand, I would suggest rinse that with some fresh water before putting it on top. And there's a product, probably have to be ordered online, called Natrol, G-N-A-T-R-O-L, which is a Bacillus thuringiensis bacterial, usually concentrated liquid. You dilute it and pour it on the soil in the plants to help kill the little critters in the soil. So that's your best choices.
Okay, and this is the time of year that slugs always come out. And how do we know that we have slugs in our garden feeding on our vegetables?
I haven't been asked that question like that, Matt, but I think sometimes it is right now obvious. Holes in the plants or complete plants disappearing, assuming that there aren't big holes from deer or porcupines or bears removing your plants. But holes nibbled in the edges or in the middles of lettuce and cabbages and broccoli and, well, let's see, my beets and other assorted stuff that are being chewed. The conditions are perfect. High moisture levels. I hoped we would not have so many after the cold beginning of winter last January, but my hopes have been dashed.
And so how do you find them or how do you get rid of them?
Well, usually they're hiding out underneath boards, underneath vegetation and that sort of thing. So I harvested a head of lettuce the other day and there were five slugs on the ground underneath it and went washed the head of lettuce and several more fell out into the sink. So we've got them. And we need to, kind of like with the fungus gnats, if we could keep the surface of the soil dry, that would be a wonderful thing, but it's a challenge. If we have hoops to cover over the plants, that would help to keep them a bit drier. And then using slug bait, some old beer in containers underneath the leaves or with a little bit of a cover over the top of them so it doesn't get diluted by all of the rain.
Yeah, I've had a batch of bad home brew that instead of pouring down the drain, I've started using it for the slugs. They seem to love it. I hate the beer, but they seem to love it.
Okay, well, that I'm not suggesting you make more bad beer. But certainly that's a way to, you know, use some cheap beer or the very end of the glass or the end of the bottle, perhaps. And actually, the beer bottles themselves are perfect traps. So if you leave, say, an inch in the bottom of the bottle and kind of tuck it in underneath with the mouth of the bottle right at soil level, the slugs smell it out and will go for it. And if you're using some slug bait, Sluggo or otherwise, having it in some containers, kind of partially covered containers, to tuck in underneath will help. And eventually you have to clean them out every so often. One thing I've seen, unfortunately, using IRT plastic to keep the weeds down, well, that plastic, there's lots of slugs living underneath it, which then find it easy to get to my cabbage family plants, which I have Remy over the top of. So I'm protecting against one critter while providing habitat for another one.
Well, and to kind of circle back around to what you've said before, clean up your garden, clean up the debris and that sort of thing.
Exactly. And get out there in the evening with a half and half mixture of ammonia and water in a spray bottle and shoot where they crawl. Be careful on the tender stuff like lettuce. The ammonia can cause some brown spotting on there, but still, if you can knock down the slug population, there will be more lettuce for you to eat.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.